Pleased to be with you today. My topic is, do we risk a military coup? By way of background, let me just say that I'm Colonel Richard H. Black, retired. I was a career judge advocate officer and former chief of the Army Criminal Law Division, Office of the Judge Advocate General at the Pentagon. I played a key role in deploying the 7th Infantry Division to quell the 1992 LA riots. Let me give you a little background to start with. The Insurrection Act is among the most fundamental of all federal laws. First enacted in 1807, it has been used repeatedly to carry out government's most elemental responsibility, that of ensuring domestic tranquility. The preamble to the Constitution lists the task of ensuring domestic tranquility among the five purposes for which the Constitution of the United States was created. Nothing is more vital than protecting the physical safety of Americans. Military officials are sworn to defend the nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On June the 4th, 2020, the prominent publication Foreign Policy published a morning brief entitled Generals Denounce Trump's Protest Crackdown Plan. The brief critiqued the president's threat to invoke the Insurrection Act and subtly disparaged its relevance as a two-century-old law. But the law empowering the president to quell unrest using military force has been invoked 22 times since its first use in 1808.